أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. وقال سيدنا وحبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبغضي ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، إلى آخر الحديث. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the most perfect pure teachings of the Deen of Islam, and being in the Ummah of Allah, our most beloved Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of being those of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the only ones who will attain salvation in the fire of Jahannam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the fragmentation of those who outwardly portray Islam, that only one of them would be given salvation and entry into Jannah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when being asked who are they, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, that those who are on my creed and the way of my sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. And therefore the name Ahlus Sunnah, the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal Jama'ah, the group, meaning the fraternity and group of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Alhamdulillah that Allah has made us the lovers of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in and protected our tongues and hearts from being polluted with any statement or even a single word regarding the integrity of those whom Allah Ta'ala had handpicked and chosen to be the companions around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when knowing that their hearts are the cleanest of all in humanity after Anbi alayhi salatu wassalam. Very important to guard the most essential part of our deen, and that is aqaid, the important belief structures in Islam, as according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah derive from the many ayat of Quran Azim and the authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, before going to the exact opposite of deviation, just to remind us of our fundamental beliefs regarding certain aspects, our belief about Allah Ta'ala that His knowledge and His power is predominant over everything. Allah Ta'ala's knowledge and wisdom is filled in every decision and command of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is infallible from making any mistakes. On the contradictory and opposite end, and what we will mention about the Shia, the Rawafid, keeping in mind that we may get swept away with emotion because of present political situations, that we cannot compromise the basics of our deen due to being emotionally swept in. The Shia belief about Allah Ta'ala, a belief called Bada, that Allah Ta'ala could have made a decision, realize its weakness, and changed and altered the decision. May Allah save us. Our belief regarding the Quran Azim and complete word of Allah Ta'ala revealed upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, complete, perfect, unchanged, divinely protected by Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Shia belief is that some part of the Quran is missing, what we have has been altered and changed, and that the real Quran will be brought out just before Qiyamah. This contradicts many verses of Quran that this is the complete and perfect word of Allah Ta'ala. Very important that our belief in Khatm Nubuwat, the finality and the completion of Nubuwa on our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that after Nabi Kareem Wasallam, there is no other messenger to come or anything that resembles Nubuwa, is completely contradictory to the teachings of the Quran Azim, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Shias have a belief in the 12 Imams after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from the progeny of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anhuma. The Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah have the greatest reverence for the family members, the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and their beliefs regarding the Imams are such that they are infallible. They elevate them to a status even higher than that of Anbiya alayhim as-salam, giving them the right of making halal haram and vice versa. Very important and emotionally at the heart of every one of us, there's severe enmity and hatred regarding the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, whom we revere, that every Sahabi of Rasulullah is special. A few seconds in the suhbah and companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes a person a Sahabi. And what a great honor and status that is, that Allah Ta'ala has overlooked whatever shortcomings there may have been, has declared, as recited in the opening verse of this talk, that Allah Ta'ala is the entire fraternity, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and Muhajirin, Ansar, and they are the barometer that even those who will follow them and tread in their way, in goodness, in the spread of Islam, etc. What does Allah Ta'ala say? And here, let us look at what Allah Ta'ala says about this jama'at of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, that Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah Ta'ala. Allah can never be pleased with a group whom, as the Shias believe, that after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in besides five had na'udhu billah forsaken and left the fold of Islam, wal'ayadu billahi min dhalik. Would Allah decree His eternal happiness and pleasure over a fraternity, knowing that that is impossible? Allah Ta'ala says further, Allah has already prepared for them their abodes in the highest levels of Jannah, those beautiful gardens beneath which flow the various rivers and streams of Jannah. And it is under this verse that the great commentator Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah comments, and what a telling comment he makes regarding the Shia, the Rawafid. فَأَيْنَ هَٰؤُلَاءِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ إِذْ يَسُبُّونَ مَنْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. That what link do they have to Iman when they criticize, curse and revile the very fraternity upon whom Allah has decreed His eternal happiness and joy for all times to come. So these are aqaid and beliefs that are irreconcilable. They are the opposite extremes and ends. They revere and hate and criticize and swear the very personalities whom we consider the most noble and esteemed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They commemorate as a hero Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the assassin of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, as he was leading the Fajr Salah, regarding that personality whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if there has to be a Nabi after me, it would be none other than Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. Na'udhu billah, they say the most derogatory things about those who are the most revered. The most hated to them is Hazrat Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anhu majma'in. That Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu, our most respected, honorable and chaste mother, when the munafiqeen had initiated a rumor in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding her integrity, whereas previously in history Allah Ta'ala had made babies speak in the cradle in defense of the chastity of those who adopted the path of chastity, that Maryam radiallahu anha, that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, Juraij, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. When it came to the beloved wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah did not suffice on a baby speaking in the cradle. Allah Ta'ala Himself revealed verses exonerating her, speaking in the most strong terms against those who had been part of this rumor mongering regarding her chastity, and came in the most amazing manner in very strong words, and yet they still subscribe to a belief regarding words that cannot be quoted in the sanctity of the masjid, regarding our most chaste mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. Now this on the one hand, beliefs and the disparity and differences that are irreconcilable. And let it not be that we, in the words of alliance and standing with, become foul of compromising our basic beliefs in Islam. On the other hand, the atrocities of the Shia whenever against Muslims, against Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Shia Safavids, Iran was initially majority Sunni area, forceful conversion of hundreds of thousands with threats of life, etc., into Shiism of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the massacre of the Muslims in Baghdad at the hands of the Mongols and the Tatars, where some senior Shia ministers were heavily involved in conniving with them, such as Ibn al-Alqami, the massacre of Hujjaj during the days of Hajj in the precincts of the Kaaba Sharif and dumping in the thousands their bodies into the Zamzam well, and more recent, very, very significant, we lament al-Masjid al-Aqsa, the fifth Jummah, that the Salah is not permitted, that the Masjid is closed. May Allah reward abundantly those who are making the noble efforts in Gaza, in Palestine, for the liberation of Al-Aqsa. And let us make fervent dua. Let us turn to Allah Ta'ala fervently with tawbah, istighfar. Masjid Al-Aqsa is generally a reflection of the condition of Allah Alayhi Wasallam at all times. That when we will turn to Allah Ta'ala in great numbers with tawbah, istighfar, and bring alive deen, then Allah Ta'ala's sunnah there is the custodianship is with the believers. Historically, as said, in recent times especially, the atrocities against Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, or just to mention one other historical incident, when the Crusaders had taken over Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa for almost 9 decades, Adhan was not given. The great hero of Islam, Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi rahimahullah, chose to liberate Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa on the 27th of Rajab. And not surprisingly at that time, the Shias had connived and assisted the Crusaders. And therefore Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi rahimahullah, one of the first things he did once consolidating power was to take action again. And in recent times, what has transpired in the last 10 or so years, specifically in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen, where Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Muslims, have been massacred in numbers between 1 million to 1.5 million in the most horrendous barbarity and atrocities and massacres. In the city of Fallujah in Iraq, where there was a Sunni stronghold, Muslims were tortured by the Shia, the various forces. Eyes and ears were gouged out. Drills were put into their heads. An imam of the masjid was tied to the minara of the masjid, and the whole minara was bombarded to come down for him to meet his shahada. Very, very sadly and extremely hurtful to us should be the brutal manner in which our mothers and sisters were raped in the most horrendous manner in front of families in the lands of Syria especially, and many, many others. The list can go on. So severe atrocities, and they had connived in this. It was the Assad regime, the Iranian military, various Shia militias from Iraq, even from as far as Afghanistan and Pakistan, to participate in this horrendous massacre of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And therefore, not surprisingly, when Khamenei was killed, there were huge celebrations all over Syria. It was under his guidance and watch that the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah were massacred in the most horrendous forms. Within Iran itself, where there is a significant Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah population, dhulam and oppression in Balochistan, in Ahwaz, in other areas where ulama have been imprisoned, tortured, many have met their martyrdom. So very important for us to keep in check, to not forget these massacres, keep in mind Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, their honor and dignity, and the atrocities whenever they have come into any form of control. When they were in control of Syria, whilst on one hand apparently trying to champion the cause of the Palestinians, in Damascus itself, on the outskirts, there is a Palestinian refugee camp known as Yarmouk refugee camp, where thousands of Palestinians were massacred by these same forces, including Hezbollah and other Shia militias and groups. So very important that we guard our aqaid. Let us not forget what has happened to the Ummah, a decade or 15 years, what has happened historically, and guard and protect our iman. It is not necessary, so some would say, that support the lesser evil. Most definitely any kind of dhulam and oppression in any part of the world is not condoned. And yes, most definitely, sadly, by and large, within the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, with the exception of a few individuals, certain countries in some ways, they have not come to the fore as far as the Ummah, as far as Palestine is concerned. Definitely. But this does not mean that in getting swept away, a person aligns with those, as said, summarized, that there is no reconciliation in aqaid and belief, and the atrocities committed, one can never reconcile with that because of the fact that there may be an absent leadership within the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yes, there are those. In our lifetimes, two superpowers brought to their knees in Afghanistan. There are certain individuals, certain rulers who are making every effort under very, very constrained circumstances, acknowledged that there is a weakness within us, within the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But that doesn't mean that a person, because of emotion, not necessary that a person has to take sides. There are many other wars, Russia and Ukraine, no need to take sides. Similarly here, Imam al-Awza'i rahimahullah from the Tabi'in says a very beautiful thing. He says, when Allah Ta'ala puts one oppressor against another oppressor because of the dhulam and the extreme horrendous massacres committed in Palestine, but similarly in Syria and Iraq it is no lesser, then if Allah Ta'ala puts one zalim against another and one gets killed, a Muslim says Alhamdulillah, and if others then say Alhamdulillah more so. So this is, let us not forget, Allah Ta'ala allows dhulam to go to a certain point, and then Allah Ta'ala takes them to task most severely. We say this with all sincerity, guard and protect our aqaid, let us not compromise. And I conclude with all sincerity, let us ask ourselves this question, that if a person says stand with Iran and support Iran, the very leaders who are being killed have written and said the most horrendous things about Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anhu majma'in, about the honor, integrity, using derogatory titles for them. How on the day of Qiyamah, let us ask ourselves this question very sincerely, when we see in the highest ranks and levels these great personalities, how will we look into the eyes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, saying that we align with those who said derogatory things about you? How will we respect and answer to our most respected mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, if we are asked that you align with those who said the most derogatory things about your extremely chaste mother? About that personality, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked that of all people who are the most beloved to you, he said Aisha radiallahu anha. When he was asked that of males, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned her father. May Allah ta'ala protect and protect our aqaid, give us the correct understanding. Let us turn to Allah ta'ala fervently. A'malukum ummalukum. Your leaders will be in accordance with the kind of actions you send forth to Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala revives the spirit of iman, the well-being of the ummah in all parts of the world, especially where the greatest oppression is taking place. Allah ta'ala guard and protect our hearts and tongues. And God, most importantly, guard and protect our iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Reminder that after the Jummah Salah, inshallah, there will be a nikah taking place. After Jummah Salah, there will be a nikah taking place, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى ومن أهمها الإيمان والإيمان والتصديق بما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الدين ومن أهم أركان الإيمان أن الله عليم قدير وأن القرآن العظيم كلام الله كامل غير ناقص وأن الصحابة رضي الله عنهم أجمعين كلهم عدول واحترام أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن أولهم أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبناته الطاهرات وأولاده المباركة وأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خاتم النبيين فقد قال الله عز وجل ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال دفاعا عن أصحابه رضي الله عنهم أجمعين إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي فقولوا لعنة الله على شركم وكما قال المفسر العظيم علامة ابن كثير رحمه الله عز وجل عن الروافض فأين هؤلاء من الإيمان إذ يسبون من رضي الله عنهم وقال هذا تحت الآية الكريمة والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم نسأل الله العافية أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة وأهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك وفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أتموا صفوفكم واسدوا الخلل filling the صفs in front of us ensure that there are no gaps when we are inside of the صف ensure that the hills and a straight line stand as close as possible one of the means of unity is to stand as close as possible in salah our hills in a straight line inshallah the surahs that will be recited in the salatul jumu'ah The Surah Al-Jum'ah Al-Munafiqun are also surahs that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read in the Salatul Jum'ah with this niyyah of bringing alive this great sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, we shall be rewarded. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولن يتمنوه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون. اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون. ذلك بأنهم آمنوا ثم كفروا فطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون. وإذا رأيتهم تعجبك أجسامهم وإن يقولوا تسمع لقولهم كأنهم خشب مسندة يحسبون كل صيحة عليهم هم العدو فاحذرهم قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون. وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا يستغفر لكم رسول الله لووا رؤوسهم ورأيتهم يصدون مستكبرون. سواء عليهم أستغفرت لهم أم لم تستغفر لهم لن يغفر الله لهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون. يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم السلام والسلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم استر عوراتنا وأمن روعاتنا. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصرنا وانصر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
nikah taking place now, inshallah. We come forward, minding those who are performing salah. Let's not raise our voices in the house of Allah Ta'ala. Brothers, let's come forward, minding those performing salah. So let us avoid taking any videos or pictures. Avoid any video or photography. Jazakallah khair.
Mashallah, let us settle down, inshallah. By Riyaz, I don't know who you appointed for the qirat. Give mistake instruction not to make it too long. Brothers are hungry also and waiting for his bride also, mashallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem, Amma Ba'd. My respected brothers, this institution of nikah, so sacred in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even this will continue in Jannatul Firdaus. Allah says, وَزَوَّجَنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. Allah Ta'ala will make the nikah of yours with the hoods of Jannah, inshallah. But in a moment, let's talk about the hoods of this world. Inshallah, Allah will give us that hoods also, inshallah. My dear brothers, there is no marriage that does not have any turbulence in it. Today, aviation have gone so advanced and so far ahead that the latest of technologies, for example, a person is flying in the A380, first class. Sometimes you forget you're in the air and you're showering so beautifully in a beautiful shower. So sometimes you have to look out of the window and see, you know what, you're in the air. But even those advanced technologies of flights, etc., they cannot avoid turbulence, no matter what. So when turbulence happen, what the instruction is, that go back to your seat and tie yourself up. You cannot go to the toilet, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. In the same way, there is no marriage, that there is no turbulence in a person's life. So you have to become sensitive to the situation, and you have to see how to guide yourself in that particular time and situation to the teaching of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, one person went to an alim and he told him that, you know, I'm attending marriage workshops. So the alim told him that marriage is a workshop. He said, Maulana, what do you mean? He said, the men work in the woman's shop. Allahu Akbar. So once a couple, mashallah, got married and they checked into a hotel. So after some time, the husband phones the reception and tells the person that, you know what, we had an argument, altercation between myself and my wife wants to jump from the window. So this guy tells him that, you know, unfortunately, it's a private matter. It's got nothing to do with hotel and management. So he says, no, it's got to do with maintenance, because the window don't want to open. Allahu Akbar. My respected brothers, lives are crumbling around us. People's homes are breaking every now and then. We're hearing in our situation, our areas. Older people who are married, mashallah, 30, 40, 50 years, mashallah. Today, a person is married for 60 days, mashallah, so nice, married for 60 days. What is happening to our homes? There is a breakdown. So I'll just briefly mention a few points, my respected brothers. Inshallah, mentions in the Quran al-Karim, الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم. The word قوام in this verse refers to a person who has been given some type of a responsibility. For example, the state has the president to oversee his subordinates, and so on, and every organization, etc., has people to look after the organization. In the same way, the man of the house, Allah has given him the responsibility of taking care of his home. Yes, many rights have been given to the woman, but the responsibility of the home, Allah has given the male. But, the but is, that a person cannot misuse and misdirect his authority where it becomes a master-slave type of an attitude. I am the boss. You have to listen to me. No. Your reign of miserliness at home, misery at home, master-slave, a bullying attitude at home, that does not become of us as men. Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ فَعَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. That deal with them with kindness. If you dislike something in them, you don't know, maybe Allah has put abundance of goodness in that. What is a perfect marriage? A perfect marriage is to love. A perfect marriage is to love someone who is unperfect perfectly. We are not perfect. It's a work in progress. It's a lifetime contract. So we have to understand. Sayyidul qawmi khadimuhum. The person who is the head of the home, the head of the group, he is the Khadim, he is the person who is supposed to be the person who is looking after everyone. Allahu Akbar. We learn from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take an example, take your cue from there. لَقَدْ كَانَ رَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The best of examples, the best of role models is who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what was his life? He used to do chores at home. He used to milk the goat. He used to sew his own clothing. He used to help in the home. Do we do that, brothers? Oh, mashallah, we are the buzluk of the house. We just order around. Yay. A few more advice, brothers. Time is going. The next is our tongue. How do we use the snake that is inside? That Allah put 32 locks. And plus you got a big lock in front of it. How do you use your tongue? Jirmuhu saghir wa jurmuhu kabir. Very small in size, but the damage that it does, the damage that it does is worse than what a sword can do. The hurt that you can cause someone with your tongue, the person will go to his grave with that hurt also. So watch how you use our tongue. And also in the ayah that we're reciting tonight, this afternoon, is only about taqwa. Allah is talking about taqwa in a marriage. Keep Allah in front of you all the time. Keep the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of you. Do not move away from the way of Allah wants you to live your life, and how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam want us to live our lives. Then you will have barakah in your home. أن تجعل بينك وبين عذاب الله وقاية. What is taqwa? To make a barrier between you and the azab and the punishment of Allah. How? To follow the commands of Allah in the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one very important thing is happening in our society, brothers, is that we are having certain functions before the time of the weddings. Unfortunately, we have to talk about it. It's our responsibility Allah has given us, is we have the sangeets. We have those old bellies, you know, mashallah. One leg is in the qabr and they're jiving. Aunties are jiving. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. To listen to music is a major sin. وَالْجُلُوسُ عَلَيْهَا فِسْقٌ. And to sit in those gatherings is the open violation of Allah. وَالْتَلَذُّذُ بِهَا كُفْرٌ. And to abstract joy and to unwind and to relax is tantamount and equal to kufr. A time will come, Rasulullah ﷺ told Sahaba, people's faces will be disfigured. Sahaba ikram asked, Ya Rasulullah, will they be from your ummah? He said, yes. They will even read the kalima, they will read salah. What will be the crime? The crime will be that music will become common in those homes. My respected brothers, a little while of enjoyment, do you want to spoil your whole akhirah for that? أَرَضِيْتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. Have you given preference to this world over Akhirah? The life of Akhirah compared to this world is nothing. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. It will be asked, how long have you spent in this world? Oh, just one morning or one evening. And we want to throw away the whole Akhirah. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That day your mouth will be sealed and every other limb of yours will give account in front of Allah. So my respected brothers, alhamdulillah, it's a happy occasion. But in the happy occasion, also there's laws of Sharia. There's laws of Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, they say, we always talk about the men. We blast the men all the time. Let us say one to a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to women. What is their responsibility? That woman, mashallah, if she reads all her salah and she fasts and she is obedient to her husband, it will be told to her on a day of Qiyamah that come whichever door of Jannah you want to go to enter it. That woman who is obedient to her husband, that woman who is obedient to her husband, Jannah is guaranteed for her. If her husband is happy with her, Jannah is guaranteed for her. As Aisha radiallahu anha said, "O woman, if only you know the obligation that you have towards your husbands, then the dust that settles under their feet, you will wipe it with your cheeks." So my respected brothers, it works both ways. It works both ways. We have to work as a partner, have mashwara all the time in home. There's no boss and no slave. No, we all, mashallah, one family. We keep on making mashwara. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Allah says, I will give you the love. I will give you itminan and sukoon. Love does not come from anyone. Allah says, I will give you that love. I will make your marriages into rahmah and blessings and bounties, and I will create the love amongst you. In old age, what will happen? Mawaddata wa rahmah. Allah will make it such that you will make ikram and khidmat of each other in our old ages, inshallah. Allah bless this union, inshallah. Make it a means of pious children, offspring coming, mashallah. Unite the families also, inshallah. And those that are seeking partners, may Allah bless them with the best of partners, inshallah. Brother Riyaz Musaji, inshallah. Shaheed Higam, Muaz Musaji. Witness, where's Maaz? Oh, he's here, mashallah. Brother Riyaz, you are, mashallah, the wakil of your daughter, mashallah. Raisa Musaji, in the presence of the two witnesses, Shahid Higam and Maaz Musaji, have you taken permission from your daughter, Raisa Musaji, to hand her hand over in marriage to Brother Tahir Sali, in the mehar being Kruger, mashallah, jewelry equivalent to 55,000 rands. Have you taken permission? Can I perform the nikah, inshallah? Ready? Wa alaikum salam. What a big salam, mashallah. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد أن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي فمن لم يعمل بسنتي فليس مني وتزوجوا فإني مكاثر بكم الأمم ومن كان ذا طول فلينكح ومن لم يجد فعليه بالصيام فإن الصوم له وجاء. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تنكح المرأة لأربع: لمالها ولحسبها وجمالها ولدينها، فاظفر بذات الدين تربت يداك. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم نسأل الله ربنا أن يجعلنا ممن يطيعه ويطيع رسوله ويتبع رضوانه ويجتنب سخطه فإنما نحن به وله. Brother Tahir Saleh, Brother Riyaz Musaji, in the presence of his two witnesses, Shahid and Mu'adh Musaji, hand over in nikah Raisa Musaji to you in your marriage, and the mehr and the dowry being kruger and some jewelry equivalent to the value of 55,000 rands. In the presence of the congregation as well, do you accept Raisa Musaji into your nikah? Say, nakahtuha wa tazawwajtuha. MashaAllah. Barakallahu lak wa baraka alayk wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair, inshaAllah. We'll do the signatures and then after that we'll make the dua, inshaAllah. MashaAllah. Yeah, okay. Now you're official. MashaAllah. Brother Riyaz? Kabhi ho jaye yahan par inshaAllah. One minute. What's up? Just saying, what's up?
Before we make the dua, inshallah, let us read three times Surah Ikhlas, inshallah, for the Isali Swab to all the marhum. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وعمتنا على الإيمان وحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزين في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والإسيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المهديين من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم طهر اللهم علف بين الطاهر اللهم علف بين الطاهر والعيسى كما علفت بين محمد سيدنا وحبيبنا وحبيبنا وسيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبين خديجة الكبرى وعائشة وكن أزواج مطهرات رضي الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحبنا فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد ألف ألف مرة سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله بالعالمين